At this time, I would like to invite Christine Jalowski, ASHP President, to the podium to bring greetings.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning, everyone. I hope you're as excited as I am to be here. I have actually missed this conference the last few years because of other conflicts, so I'm very happy to be able to be back, not only to welcome you and tell you a little bit about the ASHP initiatives, but to get back in the pulse of what's going on within practice. Even though this kicks off the meeting, there were several really good sessions yesterday, including one with the residents. So if anyone wonders about leadership in healthcare and health systems, look around the room. And for the residents, the same thing. Look around the room and make sure that you're making some new connections, because you already have some good connections, but make some new ones while you're here, because there's a lot of people here who are interested and vested in your future. They've given me about 10 minutes to cover what we're doing within ASHP, so this is going to be quick. So I might be flipping through a few of the slides a little quickly, but I do believe you have them in a handout. What's driving us? Is there's a lot of change going on in healthcare. We're seeing this with reimbursement. We're seeing this with how we're being compared now for quality and things like patient readmissions, where before this was something that we strived for, but now it's something that we're being compared against other organizations. There continues to be revenue challenges. We're seeing a movement in payment. If you go back about 20 years, about 25% of healthcare dollars were being spent on the outpatient area, and about 75% inpatient. That's shifting to a little bit closer to 50-50. And from our talks yesterday, quite a few hospitals are not seeing decreases in patient days within the acute care setting, but we are seeing a growth in that ambulatory care setting. And this is where we need to move, as far as hospital practice into health system practices, all the way to the community. And what we're doing and figuring out how do we change our practice models to adapt to this. We continue to see mergers, acquisitions, and changes in regulations, along with a lot of other challenges, such as drug shortages, which continue, and now even things like the Ebola crisis, which is going to change the way that we operate within our hospitals and health systems. So what are we doing at the ASHP level? There's a couple things I'm going to cover quickly today, just to bring you up to speed. Main ones, looking at what we're doing for provider status. Talk a little bit about some of the work that we've done very recently in the AmCare arena. Talk about where we're at with support of residency training and board certification. And then just a little bit on drug shortages. And also I have a little slide on what we're doing with the Ebola crisis. And if some of you might have noticed, we have a new logo. And what that's doing is we're looking at how do we start to move forward. And that helps us with a little bit of change, not only in our mindset, but also to introduce ourselves in a new way to our members and other constituents. On the provider status side, we currently are not recognized in the Social Security Act. So that is what we're doing on the national level. We want the Social Security Amendment to actually state pharmacists. We are not just other healthcare providers. And there are other healthcare providers besides physicians and nurses that are mentioned in the Social Security Act. So that is what we're doing on the national level, is we are working with Congress to change the Social Security Act. The big reason for this is access. All of our patients need access to good quality care. And we know that we are the ones that need to be providing that care, especially when it comes to any type of medication use. So what we're asking is right now we actually have a bill in the House. It's H.R. 4190. And this amends the Social Security Act to recognize pharmacists as healthcare providers. We do not currently have a corollary bill in the Senate, but we are working with a couple of people to sponsor a bill. And they're going into an election year right now, so we do not anticipate any activity over the next few months, but at least we have a bill in the House that we can move forward. And we're looking for one in the Senate for that. So what can you do? We have 116 representatives that are currently signed on to this legislation. So if your representative is not one of those, please contact them and let them know the importance of the role that you play in providing health care. We're asking for your support also. We have a political action committee, and that's the way that Congress operates. So we're asking for your support in our political action committee. And if you have any questions about that, there's a table outside the room that you can talk to some of our members of the ASHP staff, and they can help get you acquainted. And if you're wondering for how much, we're asking you for a little less or a little more than $10 a month, like $10 and a few change. We're asking for a minimum contribution of $125 to support that. And this goes toward work that we are doing on the national level to help improve our practices. Now, in addition to that, we're working state by state because we know we have work on the national level, but we also have to drill down because each of the states have their own practice acts, and we want to make sure what we're advocating for on the national level, we're able to do at the state level. So I do believe I covered most of those. Oh, the other things you can do. Invite your representatives and your senators to your places of work. Let them know you as one of their constituents, but also as the healthcare expert. Because we need to develop relationships with them so that we are their go-to people. We're seeing a change in outpatient care. I mentioned that not all sites are actually seeing a decrease in their acute care population and visits, but we are seeing a change on the outpatient side. So ASHP is looking at what we can do for our members and how do we help them make that transition and how do we look at the skills and the resources and tools that you need to move practice to the outpatient setting. We kicked off with our ambulatory care summit last March, and it was extremely successful, as in we had to cut off registration. We're looking at the proceedings from that summit. We're going to be moving forward with something very similar to the hospital self-assessment survey, so that you can look at where your services are at in the ambulatory care area and start to figure out how do you build services and how do we move practice into the ambulatory care area. Also, from the success of that summit, we're moving the same or similar program with our annual meeting. So as we move forward on the annual meeting, there's going to be a special ambulatory care focus. So look for that when you show up at the annual meeting in June next year in Denver. Nice plug for that, huh? So, but what we're looking at is it focused on four areas. What are we even talking about? How are we defining ambulatory care? How do we look at an ambulatory care model? How do we build a sustainable business model? Because there's a lot of models out there, but not some that we really can say are sustainable models as we move into the future. And then we want to make sure we can demonstrate to others that we are making a difference. The proceedings can be found on the ASHP website. And if you haven't visited that recently, I urge you to do so. Also on the website, there's a whole ambulatory care resource section. So if you want to know not only the proceedings, but other tools that people have done as to look at our progress, you can go out and check the resource section that we have on the website. We're big supporters of residency training. You're probably well aware of that. But we're also seeing about 25% of our graduates still are moving into hospitals. And that number has been pretty consistent over the years, as in long years since I've been in practice. But what we're seeing is the requirement for residency training to practice in a hospital setting. And we're seeing those requirements not only in hospital settings, but also in some of our ambulatory care settings. So what we need to do is work to build our capacity for residency training. And we have seen an increase in residency opportunities for students. But at the same time, we're seeing a greater demand for residencies from the students. So we continue to work on this to figure out how do we build capacity within hospitals, within clinics, and within other practice settings, because we also know 25% of our graduates are going to hospitals. They're going to other places also. So we need to look at how do we build that capacity. We're also changing some of our processes, and I'm sure the residency program directors out there will be thrilled to hear this. We're working at streamlining it and changing some of the standards and revising them. So hopefully the whole process will be less paper intensive and get at what we really need to look at from an outcome standpoint for our residency programs. And we're moving into the international arena because people want to set high standards for their pharmacists also. So we're taking what we're doing at the United States level and we're going to some other levels. Some of it directly applies, some of it we do have to modify, but we are helping others increase their standards of practice for pharmacy also. We have a long-standing history in support of expanding certification and specialty certification. And that's something that we continue to advocate for, especially as we're looking at some of the outcomes from our own pharmacy practice initiatives. For PGY2 residencies, there is the requirement that you are board certified if it's available. So we're looking at how do we expand that. And there's a lot of resources, again, that we have available for residency program directors and residents in these areas. So this just continues as far as the board certification, that it is a strategic priority. We see it in our strategic plan, and we see it in the work that we're doing around the board table and the resources that we're putting into advancing our practices. Drug shortage is still an issue. We'd love to say we have this one solved, but we do not. We are at least working that hopefully we have advanced warning. We are the number one information source for the FDA. And we have a great website if you have not gone out on the website, but we do know our members spend a lot of time in this area, trying to identify what drugs are available or not available, looking for alternatives, looking at where things are at on the market and on the horizon. So this is a resource that we've developed that at least helps people identify what's working, what's not working, what's available, what's not available, and some alternatives for them. And that, again, you can go into the resource center that's on our webpage. So we have started a resource center. So this is almost hot off the press. It's been up about 3 or 4 days, but in response to the Ebola crisis. So we're trying to figure out what are the needs of pharmacists in this area. And obviously, this is one that's rapidly growing. It's a rapidly growing concern. So we want to stay on the edge, and we're working with a lot of federal agencies to figure out what is going on and trying to figure out how do we best help our members in this area. Same thing as members are contacting us. That helps us to figure out what your needs are so we can help respond to not only you as individual members, but our membership as a whole. So we do have a new look. It's a little more updated, but we also have a new tagline, the Pharmacist Advancing Healthcare. So we're looking at, again, where do we focus our efforts and resources, and how do we take that new look and look at how we're moving forward within ASHP, with our strategic plan, with our members, with our employees and our staff even. How do we work with ASHP and the people that we have to support us as members and figure out where we're going into advanced healthcare? But it does take us out of a hospital focus. And we're looking more across the spectrum of where our patients really are. And so, you know, one of our drivers for this too is a little less than a third of our members align themselves with ambulatory care practice. So we are seeing our members telling us that they're working in different settings. And we have to figure out how do we move forward to continue to help them. And what do we need to change from ASHP standpoint to help our members? I have a little video, and hopefully this will work for us.
A logo can feel like an old friend, and it can be hard to say goodbye. Especially because ASHP has a long history of advancing pharmacy practice in a wide range of settings, making a huge difference for pharmacists and patients. From hospitals, to health systems, to ambulatory clinics, and beyond, ASHP's leadership has helped transform practice. ASHP is all of these things, yet we are so much more. So it's time for something new. A new logo and tagline that represents ASHP as the strong organization that is always moving forward to serve our members and advance healthcare. Say hello to today's ASHP.
Hello. Just one other plug. A lot of the resources that I showed are supported by our Research and Education Foundation. We do have a web page for that. If people haven't referred to the forecast, I'd be really surprised, especially looking at this room, which is an incredible publication that we've had. We're on the second version of this right now. But if you have not used that document for your own departments, for your own strategic planning, and just to take a look at where are you going, I highly encourage you to do that. A lot of other very useful information from the Research and Education Foundation. And putting in another plug is we do have a Research and Education Foundation table outside. So we ask you to stop by, ask you to support our initiatives that we're doing on that level, and find out a little bit more about what's going on at ASHP. So I know I've gone over my 10 minutes of time, which I knew I would. But are there any questions? Or as they say, I'm around all meeting, so please come and say hi for the people I have not met, and I know I haven't met all of the residents that are in the room. Please come up and introduce yourselves, and I look forward to a good meeting. Thank you.